Would you rather hold hands with your mate as you sleep at night, like a sea otter, or be swept away into the ocean, never to be seen again?
Pick a side, stupid. Welcome to Pick a Side, Stupid, a comedy debate show that covers the important issues. Now, here's your host, Sean Carter.
Let's introduce the show. Should we start with our song?
What's our song?
I thought you knew it already. You
don't Pick know. A side, stupid.
No, I was just kidding. Okay.
That's not it?
Well, it's close. It's close. Probably whoever's listening to this just actually heard the song.
Okay.
Already tonight.
Yeah, is that so? Most of these, I assume, are recorded before the event.
Yeah, usually I will try to meet with the person before we do the show.
Yes.
To talk to them, and then we do the show.
What a show you're about to hear, audience. I can't stress enough how worthwhile it is to listen all the way through this show, even for the commercials for Lisa.
For Lisa?
I don't know. I assume that you're sponsored by a mattress company.
Oh, I find it interesting that Lisa?
Lisa with two E's.
Okay, that's my ex-wife's name, so.
Oh.
I was like, why am I advertising my ex-wife?
I would love it if your ex-wife sponsored a podcast for you.
Oh my God. If that was our,
she
if that
paid
was our,
you,
yeah, that was our divorce agreement.
And you had to run ads talking, singing her praises.
So that's what this podcast is now. Just me talking up my
sponsored
ex.
By Lisa.
Yeah. So okay, I'm here with my guest Andrew Mayer.
Hi.
I don't know if I said that before.
You didn't say it before.
Okay. Well, I'm here with my guest Andrew Mayer. We are talking about wildlife this week, and you're going to hear a debate where there's a lot of very important questions about wildlife. You're going to hear some stand up from Andrew Mayer. Which you can also hear in its entirety on his CD called Nonsense.
Yeah.
Which is terrific.
Well, thanks, buddy.
But, you know, if you listen to him now, and then you'll be like, oh, yeah, I should hear the rest of that. And
there are CD. Other jokes on that CD as well.
Yeah, they're great. So why did you decide to talk about wildlife?
Well, it is a... I like animals a lot. That won't be a surprise to you or to anyone who's
sure.
met me. But I just find them very interesting. I watch documentaries narrated by David Attenborough a lot.
Okay.
Blue Planet and Planet Earth and that whole suite.
Sure, yeah.
I end up watching when there's downtime.
It's good falling asleep documentaries.
It's very good.
You don't fall asleep during it? You watch those three?
Well, I tend to watch them if I'm like working from home.
Yeah.
I'll put those on.
You can't fall asleep at work.
In the back. You're not allowed to fall asleep at work. But it's very good like background stuff where you keep popping in and going, that animal is crazy.
Yeah, sure. Today, just trying to get these questions wrapped up for tonight, I ended up writing 10 questions about sloths. Which we used one of, but there's so many weird things about sloths.
Yeah, so I did not realize the one of the facts that I won't spoil for the show.
Oh, that we used on the show today. Yeah,
I didn't realize one of them.
So, favorite wildlife animal? I'm a fan of the sloth. What do you like?
Oh man, I like I really it'll be obvious in a moment to all the listeners. I think bears are my favorite.
Yeah.
Of wild animals, they're the best wild animal, I think.
Okay.
Like, they are a killing machine that's adorable. And that is a fun combo. I like things that are really good at something. That's something that I like in the wild as well.
What are bears really good at, like... riding bicycles.
See, so one of them plays the trombone, but
just one of them?
Yeah, I've seen one on video. Okay. Play a trombone.
How many videos have you looked up of bears doing various human activities?
So that's an interesting thing, because the way you asked it was how many of them have I looked up, and that's almost none. Almost all the time, people who have heard my act before send me videos of bears doing something, And then later on, someone else would go, hey, have you seen that video of the bear playing a trombone? And I'll go, yeah, I have. And they'll go, this guy fucking loves bears.
And they send you another video?
Yeah, it's very self-fulfilling as a cycle. Yeah. Perpetuating.
And, I mean, yeah, when you write a bit like that, like even I have a bit with a hawk in it, and people will send me...
Yeah, this guy loves hawks.
Yeah, people will send me things with hawks in them, and I'm like, I mean, I like the... I did the bit, I like it, but... It's not my person. It's not my identity.
Yeah, I do. It's probably my identity.
No, I think of you more of as like a golden retriever.
Yes, that is. My wife has accused me of being a golden retriever in the past. All I'm saying is that if I was a dog, I would be like a really smart dog that learned how to get a body
and then speak English. And,
yeah, yeah, all this stuff. I mean, it's like a real like you shouldn't be mad at the dog.
If, no, it's not the dog.
Hypothetically,
fault.
If this was the case. No one should be mad at the dog.
Yeah, I agree. The dog catcher just comes in here and takes you out of my apartment right now. Okay, so your question tonight is going to be... Oh, God, what was it? Would you rather... Oh, you get eaten by a lion, right?
Yeah, I got... Yes, the subject of it gets eaten by a lion.
Yep.
And it's deciding whether or not... They
you'd be more mad at the lion
or the hyenas
laughing at you,
and everything points to the opposite of the opinion that I chose. Arguably, I probably don't want to be eaten by a lion. I think that's mostly where I'm where I'm at.
So Andrew Mayer taking a strong stance. You don't want to get eaten by a lion.
Don't. I know that's not for everybody. As an opinion, I know that's divisive in this climate.
Sure,
but
if you have to get eaten by an animal, what animal are you getting eaten by?
Oh man, that is a great question.
Yeah,
I want to say tapeworm, but that's just
that's the long game.
That's mostly just I live the longest.
Yeah, and you get eaten from the inside.
Yeah, and you can like really just eat a bunch of food and prolong it for as long as you can.
I think if I was going to get eaten by an animal, I would want it to be by a cat, because then you're probably dead before you get eaten.
Oh, like a big cat.
I just mean like my own cats. I don't have any, but like...
Okay.
I'm saying like if you die and you're like corpses around, your cat
will just eat it. I feel like this changes the game if you're allowed to already be dead.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah, something that can swallow me whole. I think that's what I want in general.
Okay, so a snake, like a big anaconda.
Oh, I'm thinking like Pinocchio whale.
Oh, shit.
Like something that's big enough that I...
It was a big fish, right? Oh, no, a whale?
It was a whale,
okay.
I think. I might be... I'm thinking of the Bible.
No, the Bible, I think, was a big fish, and I think Pinocchio was a whale.
I always confuse the Bible and Pinocchio. Yeah.
Jesus Christ was just a puppet, Andrew. The big man was pulling the strings.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd get that that deep within like 2 seconds.
You didn't think 7 minutes in we'd be talking about Jesus Christ?
As a puppet, yeah. For the author.
This podcast is going to end up being a lot lighter than this as we go forward. So just stay tuned for the debate.
It's mostly a silly time.
Yeah, we don't spend a ton of time shitting on religion.
there are some weird detours into some serious
you
topic.
Cis white man and feminism. There's and
race trading. Race is a thing trading. That people talk about. Yeah. In there.
People get into it, man.
Yep.
Okay, so if you were gonna get eaten by an animal, you're going with a whale.
I think I'm not too picky about what it is as long as it can go in one bite.
You want a killer whale?
Killer whales are pretty cool.
So you're getting eaten by a killer whale?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
And it's settled.
That's how you go now, Andrew.
Yep.
I can't go with a cat for real. That's too... That's sad. That means nobody found you. That means nobody checked up on you for like a week at least.
Or your cat... did kill you and then was like, gotta get rid of this evidence.
Well, this is why I don't have any cats.
Yeah, my reason is just because they're bad.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying right now. They're bad.
Yeah.
God damn it. Well, That's Cleo, everybody.
It's so crazy that I've never seen a dog know where the squeaker is and just be like, this is where the noise comes from. This is the only reason I like this toy.
Dude, Sarah's parents' dog, they live in Tennessee, mm-hmm. and it won't even bite the toy. It will just walk up with its paw and hit the squeaker.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Every dog I've ever seen has like been like, cool, an animal thing to chew on. And then the squeaky happens, and they go, what the fuck was that? And then they never play with the thing again.
Yeah, no, he'll just walk up to it, squeak it, and then walk away.
That is unbelievable.
Just with a paw.
The best dog. Jesus.
Yeah, it's terrifying. You're like, what else can this thing do? Okay. What were we talking about?
Sloth facts.
We were talking about sloths. Okay. Clee, don't squeak that for a minute, okay? So, sloths mainly hang out in the trees.
Yep.
They only poop like once every month or something like that.
Okay.
And when they do, it takes about 4 hours.
Okay.
And when they swim, they can hold their breath for about 8 minutes or so.
That is a long time.
Yeah.
It's like David Blaine length of time.
Oh, yeah. A sloth would put David Blaine to shame.
Yeah.
Like David Blaine would be like, I'm defying death. And a sloth would be like, that's like a Tuesday for me.
Yeah. Also, how does nothing eat me?
Because they're like invisible. Because they're filled with algae and they're hanging out in the trees. And they stay so still that nobody can see them. They just look like part of the tree.
But they like have to move around to get food, right?
They move so slowly that nothing sees them because they have to eat so very little. Their metabolism is so slow that they have to eat like a leaf a day.
Nice.
That's basically a sloth's life, is that it like gets its hand on a leaf and it's like, nice, dude.
Done for the day.
Exactly. And that's it. And then 30 days after that, they go down the tree. That is when they are most vulnerable, is when a sloth goes down the tree.
It's 4 hour poopy.
Yep. That's when it's most likely to die.
Oh, man.
I mean,
how many
4 hour poop does kind of scream, I might die right now. But, yeah. But because it's being attacked, not because it's just like having an aneurysm.
How many other animals do you think are the most... That's got to be a lot of animals that are most vulnerable when they're pooping.
It's going to be all of them, right?
Well, like the fish kind of just are like marathon runners and they just sort of let it go while they're moving. And then birds don't really care about it either. But yeah. Like every mammal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel most vulnerable when I poop.
Yeah, man. No other animals have locks on their bathrooms.
That's true. Yeah.
We really are the apex of the food chain.
Even in a public bathroom, I feel a little in danger.
Vulnerable, for yeah. sure.
You know, you're in there and then you're in Home Depot on your lunch break trying to take a poop. And some little kid pokes his head underneath the stall.
Oh, my God.
And he goes like, hello, mister.
Okay. I have a short story.
Oh, okay. I'm glad it's going to relate to this.
It's not exactly that, but it's also not that. I go rock climbing at a gym in South Boston. Sure. And pooping in the stall before going to take a rock climb.
Yeah.
And I'm also changing my pants. I was coming straight from work, so I was like, as long as my pants are down, I'll put some new pants on.
Sure, yeah.
Get some shorts on there.
Makes sense.
And so I'm sitting down, and all of a sudden, someone comes into the stall next to me, a grown person. I see their feet, and there's like a big sort of bustle in the stall next to mine. I assume that they are also changing, and that's the source of most of the noise.
Okay.
Then I hear a like, and flapping onto the floor are two slices of roast beef.
No.
I don't know why, but it happened. Didn't answer any of the questions that came from that. The next thing that happened is that a tiny child hand came out and picked up those two slices of roast beef. I was like, what is happening in that stall?
Oh, no. So, wait, was there a kid with an adult?
Must have been.
Okay.
I assume that they, like, went in there, to change, to get the kid changed or something in the stall. And
they dropped their lunch.
Just needed a snack while they did it.
Oh, God.
And then, like, kids, they, like, haven't figured out how to pick up things regular. So it was just like a claw game, tiny kid hand.
Just mushing the roast beef, like, around on the floor.
And that...
Kids in public restrooms are gross because they haven't learned that it's gross yet. Like, I was in the bathroom at Logan Airport once, and I heard, like, I assume a father and son in the stall next to me, and the father's, like, trying to help his kid, like, poop and get out of there and get on their flight or whatever, right? And I hear the father go, okay, now let's, like, get some toilet paper. And the kid says to him, sometimes at school, if there's not any toilet paper, I pick it up off the floor and use that. And I didn't see the guy.
He's so happy because he's so resourceful.
I didn't see the guy, but I can imagine exactly what his facial expression was, which is going to be like pure horror, right?
Here's a fun story that's not exactly related, but isn't not related. When I was a kid, and I went to church a lot when I was a kid, and they would have the collection plate go around. My parents would give me change to put in the collection plate, so I didn't feel left out when it came around to me and I didn't have anything. Sure. They would just give me some change, and I would put that in my mouth until the collection plate came around. Just suck on change.
Oh my God.
Eventually, they figured out that I was doing that, and were like, oh my God, don't do that ever again. But it went on for a while.
All right, well, thanks
for... And then the plate would come around, and I would take it out and just put it in the collection plate.
Would you put it in your hand first, or just spit it straight into the plate?
And then, ding.
I would like it better if you just spit it directly into the plate.
Yeah, I would...
Just let it fall out of your mouth into the plate. Not even spit it, just... Just lean forward and let gravity do the work.
Just unbreaking eye contact with whoever...
Oh, that is wild. You are a wild man in this wild life, Andrew.
Wild life.
All right. Well, thanks for coming and joining me to talk about wildlife.
Yeah.
I feel like we did a lot of that.
All that we talked about. Thank you so much for having me, Sean.
Yes.
This was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. And now we're going to listen to the debate. And Andrew will be the last person on the debate. He will go against whoever makes it that far.
Who could it be? I don't know.
Who knows? Check out Andrew Mayer's CD. You can get it on iTunes or anywhere online, right?
Yep, so many places.
So many places online. It is called Nonsense, and it's terrific. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being my guest, Andrew.
Thanks for having me. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hey, welcome to Pick a Side, Stupid! Okay. Oh, boy. This week we are talking about wildlife. Our special guest, I'm just going to bring him right up here. Everybody, please welcome Andrew Mayer.
Hey, everybody. Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here. This is, I chose the theme because this is, I knew I would have to do stand-up, and that's all my stand-up is about, so... I came up with a reality show a little while ago based on So You Think You Can Dance, if you've seen that show before, but very loosely. I think that we can agree as a room that reality shows are just an excuse to put just insane people on television. And so my show idea, it only allows like actual genuine insane people to be on it, and it's called So You Think You're a Bear, and it's basically just one after another, crazy person after crazy person getting on stage, just like, and in the judges booth, we'll have like one judge that really knows her stuff, like an expert on bears. And then the second judge would be some celebrity that we pull that spends the entire show just like, man, you ain't a bear. And then the third judge, I think, is just going to be an actual bear. It's just thoroughly confused with the entire judging construct because he's a bear.
I wrote that joke a while ago, and I really did not want to write a second bear joke. I sort of was like, all right, check, wrote a bear joke, let's move on from here. And basically what's happened is that since then, bears have not allowed me to not write about them with the things that they do. A couple years ago in Canada, a bear wandered onto a train and was on the train ride for the entire ride of the train before anyone would notice that this was all a bear on a train. I have to assume that it was like a freight train and not a passenger train, because like people are speaking up if there's just a bear just in the middle, just like putting a beehive in the overhead, just playing it cool. Because like bears for years have just been famously bad at disguises. Like, Yogi Bear has a hat and a tie and speaks English, and even then no one ever gets fooled. Like, oh hey, really hairy person, how's it going? And then his hat falls off, and they're like, oh my God, run, a bear in a tie. If a bear was going to wear a disguise, the best one has to be bear suit. Because it's like, wasn't that bear suit? Not a bear, obviously. That's how you get them. That's probably my favorite joke I've ever written. 12 hours is how long the train ride was, and before anyone on the staff was like, you don't have a ticket. It's just like, all right. And I just love that the idea that there might be in Canada bear hobos now that are just riding the rails everywhere with like a stick with a beehive on the end of it over their shoulder. That's two beehive references in as many bear jokes, and I understand that. Bears love honey. I don't know what to tell you. If I had 100 jokes about bears, I would have 100 jokes about beehives. Spoiler alert, I have 100 jokes about bears. we'll probably do, just one more. I got to do a radio show a couple years ago in Boston. Maybe you've heard of it. And the lady that was going to, she's a comic, and she was not going to be there for the interview with this radio guy. So she gave some notes to the guy so that we would have things to talk about. And the notes that she gave were that I was a writer and that I was a bear enthusiast. But she did not mention that I was a comedian. So for the whole show, this guy just interviewed me like some 28-year-old bear genius who's just been living in the woods my entire life. He's asking me like genuine interview questions like, oh, this time of year, what kind of bear should we be watching out for? And I'm just like, all of them. They're super dangerous. All right, that's all for me, guys. Enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, so now on to the debate. So if you have not been here before, I will explain the rules for you briefly. Two comedians will come to the stage. You'll have 1 minute. When you first go, you get 1 minute, and then you hand the mic off to the second person, they get 1 minute, and then it goes back to the first person, they get 30 seconds, and then the second person gets 30 seconds. So each one of these, in theory, should take 3 minutes. All right, I will decide who wins and loses each one. I am the only judge. I will not be questioned. And when you agree with my decision, I would like for you to cheer. Give that a shot right now. And if I make a mistake, which I won't, but if I do, I would like for you to boo me. Give that a shot. Okay, that's enough. All right, so we will have 8 people in a gauntlet style, and then whoever wins that goes on to the bracket. The bracket are the ranked comedians that have done this probably more times and have a bunch of points. So, and then whoever wins that will face Andrew Mayer in the finals, try and beat Andrew Mayer talking about wildlife. I fucking dare you. Okay. So, first up tonight, everybody please welcome Kelly Vernon and Dana J. Bine. Yeah. Kelly, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
First, okay.
Thank you.
All right, Kelly, your question is, and this is a fact, we're just going to start with a fact and then we'll get to the question. On average, a male gorilla has a 3.5-inch penis.
Sure.
Erect.
Sure.
What's the better way for that gorilla to compensate? Thumping his chest or driving a real big truck?
So, we all know this guy, right? Men who drive large vehicles have small dicks, and that, I feel like, has survived evolution. You know, like, that's come up through ape to current day man, unfortunately, I think. Unless you're into that, with no judgment. But I think, yeah, I think I'm going to go with the large truck. And that's at least, like, collateral. If you are, like, married or you get divorced, like, you might be able to, like, have that property and, like, maybe sell it at some point. That's, like, maybe a profit for you. That's all I got on this interesting question.
Okay, I'm going to assume that you don't have a penis. I have a 3.5-inch gorilla-sized penis. I don't know if you've ever had your 3.5-inch penis erect, but one way to get it to look at least a quarter inch larger is to pound on your chest. Have you seen? No one can prove that this does not make your erect penis grow. Try it. Try it. If at worst, it's a distraction technique. At best, you've got another quarter inch down there and no one can tell you otherwise.
Yeah, true. I don't know. Very true. Although I will say it makes you look like a tryhard, maybe. I didn't mean that to be personal. No, but you could be like really trying super hard, which is not always a bad thing. I maybe commend that actually. More men should try that hard.
That's actually the name of the technique. It's called the try hard. You're trying to get hard, and you're trying even harder. You want to get that 3.5 to a 4, because you know she'll notice the difference. That's all.
All right, I got to hand the win to Dana J. Bine.
All right, this next debate is between Sean Connolly and Mary Dickinson.
All right, Sean, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first. I just wanted you to say hi.
Hi.
All right. Your question is, if you had to pick one animal's mode of transportation, would you slither like a snake or walk sideways like a crab?
I would definitely walk sideways like a crab. I've thought about this a lot. Just thinking about the way a crab moves through the world, I know you're not seeing a whole lot what's going behind you, but you're not when you're walking straight either. But this whole motion, I know this is a podcast, but the whole motion of going sideways and having your armor out, you have your weapons out at all times to get something that's chasing you or in front of you to get them out of the way. I just like it's you're making yourself more thin. Like I'm picturing walking through like a dense sidewalk in Boston, you know, and instead of just walking straight with your shoulders broad, you're just walking sideways, like nipping people as you're walking. Get out of my way, you dumb idiot. No, I'm not going to give you a dollar. Come on, get out of here. No, I said no dollar on the other side, you know. I think that's the best way to walk time.
Yep, you have 1 minute.
Okay. I would definitely rather slither because I am a big fan of crevices. I've always come out strong for crevices. Any little nooks I can get in, you can really find. It's like when you ever see a car driving on the shoulder, just getting around everyone. You know, if you were slithering, you would be on the shoulder of life, getting around everyone. You'd be like the motorcycle, just, you know, beep, beep, getting around cars. Maybe sometimes getting hit, but that's the thrill of the slither. Also, I like my belly close to the ground because I don't want people to see it. I look good in onesies, onesuits. I look good in dresses. I like to slither in just one article of clothing because you only have to pick one. You know, you're close to the vibration.
Sean. All right, Sean, you have 30 seconds.
Yeah, so you, the slithering thing does sound enticing, but you're on the ground, you're going through people's feet, whereas a crab, you're moving people out of the way. You're a mover, you're a pusher, you're a pincher. You're getting people, and with the you're just sneaking around people. It just feels, it doesn't, the act of slithering feels sneaky, like this current administration. You, if you slither, you vote for Trump, is what I'm saying.
Time!
Damn, so, who knows where all the bumping parties are at? Me, because I'm slithering on the ground. My belly tells me. And that's where we go. Me and all my friends, we just slither together. We'll slither into that party, in into your hearts. So, time, yeah.
All right, this is a tough one, but I think I have to hand the win to Marriott Dickinson. And actually, you can sit down because that's the end of our of the first part of the show, and we're onto the bracket now. So, next up, everybody, please welcome Bill McMorrow and Katie McCarthy.
Come on, you look nice.
Bill, do you want to go first or second? Bill, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Katie.
All right.
Your question is, which would be a better skill to put on your resume? Impervious to bees, like the honey badger? Or can be submerged in water indefinitely, like a turtle?
Oh my God, I'd rather be submerged in water like a turtle. That means you could survive in so many different habitats. You could breathe air, you can breathe water, you got a little shell, you can become a ninja someday. You're a really good boy. Turtles are good boys, and I don't think badgers are very good boys. And bees, whatever, who cares? Goodbye.
It's going to be a very wet resume, just submerged the whole time. I'd like to eat bees. Is that what I'm doing? Is that what the question is?
Son of a bitch.
Am I eating bees? Because me, much like the honey badger, I don't give a fuck, right? So is that what I'm doing? I'll eat a fucking bee right now. Who's going to be? It's springtime. Fucking bust them out. What do I got to do to a bee? I'll take the honey badger thing.
You're impervious to bees.
Oh, fuck yeah. Impervious to bees. Everybody, you know what? Technically, unless you're allergic to bees, you're impervious to bees. Right? We're all impervious to bees unless they kill you. In which case, you probably can't deal with peanut butter either. And I feel bad for you because I had two peanut butter sandwiches today and they were fucking, oh man, that's some good stuff.
Time.
I agree with Bill. I think that peanut butter is great. I also had some peanut butter today and it was delicious. But the thing is, okay. So if people are also impervious to bees, then that's no better than being a person. If you're a turtle, that's like a fucking extra superpower. Just saying, Bill. I'm just saying.
I'm impervious to bees. I'm not impervious to sarcasm. I'd love to be. A hornet would probably still fuck me up, though, right? Those are the ones you got to watch out for. Wasps, hornets. Those ants that got the wings on the back that you think they're just ants, but they got wings. Something's got to be up with that. Honey badger, don't give a fuck. Once again, reiterate.
Time. All right, I got to hand the win to Bill McMorrow. He paid good money for that win, guys. All right, next up, everyone, please welcome Sean Clark and Corey Saunders.
Bring it, Clark.
All right, Sean, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay. Your question is, what's the most appealing part of being a sloth? Sleeping 10 hours a day or losing one-third of your body weight every time you poop?
Oh. I would definitely say the most appealing part is losing a third of your body weight while you poop, because I'm a contractor, so I'm paid by the hour. And you're all familiar with boss makes a dollar, I make a dime, so I poop on company time. So that's already like 3 hours of just a an OSHA-regulated bathroom break. And also, I feel like I live a very unhealthy lifestyle, so I like to think that anything I eat could just come out very, very easily. And it would also justify my reason to purchase a bidet, because that would get plenty of use right there, and I'd feel fancy. It's a great conversation piece. And if I was pooping for that long, I also wouldn't have to have too many, friends over. So I'm like, I could keep my house as a mess. Sorry, guys, I'm pooping and cleaning my asshole. I hope you understand.
That much shit is horrific. To lose a third of my body weight taking one shit, that's 106 pounds. Join me, if you will, on this journey. On what taking a 106-pound shit might entail. You're gonna have to sleep for a whole lot fucking longer than 10 hours, that's for goddamn sure.
So I also have really, really horrible nightmares, so the fact I have to endure 10 hours with the nightmares alone would be really horrible, and it'd probably make me shit myself. So if I'm already gonna shit a third of my body weight out every single day, I think it'd be better to have less ammunition to work for when I'm having my horrific night terrors every evening. And I do work as a contractor, and that's like the one thing. You can poop, you just can't fall asleep at work. Like, sleeping on the job is just something that the performance review doesn't really deal with. But the bathroom issue.
Time.
You have strange problems. But not for nothing, sleep is glorious. Hell, I did a shit ton of it today before I came here. Also, I work full-time, and I do this shit, and I hang out with all you people. It requires a lot of rest so I can be this perky and pretty.
All right, I gotta hand the win to Corey Saunders. Next up, everyone, please welcome Sean Rosa and Colleen Genevieve. Sean, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Colleen.
Yeah.
Your question is, would you rather hold hands with your mate as you sleep at night, like a sea otter, or be swept away into the ocean, never to be seen again?
Okay, this is gonna seem a little crazy, but I really like being mysterious. And like, forever love, that's conventional as fuck. Being swept away in the... Amelia Earhart? Swept away in the ocean, some may say. I would love to be the 2018 Amelia Earhart of animals. Are you kidding me? Maybe I'll be on a dollar bill one day like Harriet Tubman. She was not swept away in a sea. She was not. But I just feel like powerful women who take chances in life, like swimming across the English Channel, even though I didn't win in the Charlemagne Swing Club race. I'm not a good swimmer. That's what that means.
Chime.
Okay.
I mean,
Holding hands as you fall asleep in water like a sea otter, that doesn't preclude you from being swept away into the ocean never to be seen again. I mean, you have love and you have disaster. And also, Amelia Earhart, didn't she also have like a guy with her who also like disappeared? I think they were holding hands when their plane crashed. You know? That's a beautiful story.
Just like a 2018 cisgendered white guy making it about them. Listen, I'm with her, Amelia Earhart. She piloted that plane. Don't you take that away from her, Sean. Oh, I'm getting the feminist sweats, y'all. Listen, holding hands is codependency. And as my book says, codependency no more. Okay.
It's not codependency. It's adorable when more than one thing goes missing. You go missing by yourself. We all remember that lady who died in her apartment and she was like, nobody found out for like 2 years.
Time.
Damn it.
God damn. I have to hand the win to Sean Rosa. Yeah, I agree. She was great. I can't help it. He's a cis white man, and I have to give him the win. We stick together, god damn it. All right. Sean will stay up here for the duration of the show holding my hand. All right. Last matchup of the second round. Everybody, please welcome Nick Ortolani and Mariette Dickinson. Jesus Christ. I'll get it right at some point.
It's Mariette Dickinson.
Yeah. My bad. Nick, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay. Your question is from Nate Shu. He asks, would you rather be at a picnic with Yogi Bear or an open mic with Fozzie Bear?
All right, this is a really personal question for me. I'm actually wearing a Muppets t-shirt underneath this button-down shirt right now. So if any, it's the Muppets.
Wow, it's true.
It's the Muppets doing the Abbey Road cover. I'll hold the microphone up to my chest so that the audience at home can hear my shirt. I would prefer to be at an open mic with Fozzie Bear because I would prefer to slowly kill myself with one of my colleagues than engage in the great outdoors with a race traitor. Yogi Bear is a bear that pretends to be people. He has turned his back on his kind. He is a thief and he disrespects law enforcement.
Yeah, I would condone all of those activities. I love to turn my back on my own kind. Sometimes your kind's not good and you should promptly turn around. Just turn around. I don't know much about these bears, but I do know that I love picnics. Because what's at picnics? Snacks on snacks on snacks. cheeses. What's a camembert is a cheese. What's a cheese? Goat cheese. You look like you like a cheddar, sir. You're not going to have that at an open mic. That's just a lot of mustaches and people that look like Fonzie Bear is their dad, so.
I am not a big fan of picnics. I have never once been eating food and thought to myself, you know what would make this better? Proximity to wild animals. You know what would make this sandwich so much more delicious? If I could hear teens fucking near me. You know what would make this so much better? To sit down with a race traitor who has done nothing but torture a poor innocent park ranger.
So you know what else is open, like an outdoor area, is mics that allow anyone to come in. Drug dealers, cops. I've seen a cop at a mic. I've seen bad dads at my. I've seen a dad bring his baby to a mic, and then the baby started crying, and he stayed the whole time. So I think I would never step foot in an open mic, because I'm a good mother.
I think I have to hand the win to Nick Ortolani. Please welcome Sean Rosa and Malin Pavletic. Okay, Sean, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Malin, your question is from Sarah Morgan. She asks, if you have to die from exposure to the elements, would you prefer hypothermia in the Arctic or heat stroke in the desert?
Fuck. You know what? Actually, when you die of hypothermia, you get a little warm first and you get sleepy. It's essentially sleepy time tea. It's great. Who wouldn't want to fucking be that bear and a goddamn lazy boy? You know? Yeah. No, totally the way to go. Like, it's shit going up, but then you just go out, and then you let your neural network work, and you can see that ring of light, which they actually think is a collection of neurons dying, and then it mimics what you think light looks like in your occipital lobe. It's, it's true. Yeah. I got facts on my side. You get warm, you get sleepy. You know? Like, I don't know, I guess how most men feel after having sex and, like, just empty. You know? So, that's pretty good. Yeah, I want to go out feeling like a man who just came.
All right. Well, okay. Here's a fact. When you have heat stroke, what happens is your whole body goes numb, and then you, for some reason, start smelling sleepy time tea, and you come. So it's better, like, you don't just feel like you came. It's happening, baby. Yeah.
I don't want to clean shit up. I'm dying, man. I'm busy, you know? The other point is that, you know, if you die frozen on a mountain, John Krakauer writes a book about you, or Werner Herzog, like, says, like, really depressing narratives about your fucked up life. I want that. I want foreign and or domesticated men to talk about me as I died coming like a man. You know? Thanks.
I mean, I wouldn't have to clean anything up either. I'd be dead as well. Somebody else would have to clean it up. And isn't that satisfying? That you don't get to leave anything anybody cleans up. You're just dead on a mountain with everybody else who's ever been dead on a mountain, because they don't recover those bodies. They don't. Google Rainbow Ridge.
No, see, it is true, but that's only for certain specific mountains.
Time.
What? No, I didn't get 30 seconds. Bullshit. They also don't clean up a lot of oxygen tanks, and that's a huge problem. Essentially, your body is trash on a mountain, as it should be. I'm all about that. That was not 30 seconds. Suck a
How did I lose track of this? No, that was the third time that she talked? Okay. So I was right. Okay.
Oh, you were right?
You know,
sorry. I'm
out. But I do like how you took charge, though. I have to hand the win to Malin Pavletic. All right. Okay, and now for our final debate of the night, where Malin Pavletic will be taking on our special guest, Andrew Mayer. Andrew, you can choose whether you go first or second.
I'll go second.
Okay. Malin, your question is, as a zebra that just got taken down by a lion,
okay,
who do you hate more, okay, the lion currently eating your innards or the hyenas laughing at a distance?
Technically, they wouldn't really go for the innards first. They tend to take you down by the neck or the back. But the point is that I had to watch a lot of nature documentaries because cartoons were not allowed. I am all about laughing at those goddamn hyenas. Mm-mm-mm. No way. They're just like the rich feeding off of the fucking people who are doing all the goddamn work. Killing me. Right? Thank you. Hashtag feminism.
So you're madder at the hyenas, is what you're saying? All right. That is a fair point, especially specifically Whoopi Goldberg. I don't want her laughing at me as I'm mauled by a lion. That is fair enough. But I'm probably, arguably, madder at the thing actually killing me. That is, I think you could make that argument pretty clear. If someone is like, hey, you should bite that guy, and then someone's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna bite him, and then I'm madder at the person who did the biting. I'm not saying the hyenas are telling lions what to do. I feel like this has gotten all twisted. I'm not the most formidable end of video game final boss that has ever existed, but here we are.
The thing is, though, is that, you know, zebras do have their eyes on the side. They don't have them in the front because they are technically prey. Prey tends to have their eyes on the side, not in the front, right? If I have to go down as the animal kingdom is dictated by my eyesightness, I'm going to go down by the best fucking one, right? I don't want to be stampeded by some goddamn water buffalo or some African painted dog, you know? No fucking way. No way. Also, they're kind of going extinct. It's really sad. Look it up.
Time.
These are all really good points. I mean, if you take anything home from tonight, it's very important that you actually look it up. Yeah. I really need all of you to go look it up. I think you'll see that I'm right.
All right, I have to hand the win to Malin Pavletic. Give it up for Malin, everybody, our champion this evening. Thank you all for being here. Thanks to Andrew Mayer for being our special guest. We have mugs and t-shirts if you want to buy something to take home, a little keepsake. It's a free show, so feel free to buy something and throw a couple bucks our way. Thank you all for being here. Our next show is next Friday. We'll be here again. And yeah. I don't know what we're talking about yet, but I'm leaning towards Harry Potter. Okay, all right. All right. You guys are fucking nerds. All right, I love you all. Thanks for being here. Tip your bartenders. Listen to the podcast. Tell friends about it, all that stuff. And good night, everybody.
Was Pick a Side, Stupid. If you liked what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show.
Okay, thank you for listening. That's been our show this week. Next week, we'll be talking about Harry Potter, so come down, check out the live show, 7 p.m., Maggie's Lounge in Quincy, or tune in Monday morning for that new episode. Also, you might hear that we are asking questions that people have submitted, and some of them are comedians, some of them are on the show, but some of them just submit them through our website. So if you're a casual fan and you got any questions having to do with Harry Potter or any of the topics that we have in the upcoming weeks, just pop on in to pickasidestupid.com and you can leave a question right in our forum there where it says start a fight. So you can drop off all your Harry Potter questions this week, and you might hear them on the next episode. Also, going to give a big thanks to Jay Baggett for creating some fantastic artwork this week. She's always killing it. This week was extra special with Andrew and the bear and holding hands at a picnic. Just so great. Thanks to Andrew Mayer for being our special guest, and congrats to Malin Pavletic on the win this week. Hope to see y'all next week.